This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's now time for All Tech Considered. Last week, we began to look at the exciting, sometimes amusing, sometimes dangerous interaction between our kids and our high-tech devices. We heard stories about smartphones and toilets and unforeseen all-staff emails sent by enterprising toddlers, stories that made us chuckle. This week, we're also talking about kids and technology, but with a more serious focus, as parents try to figure out how to monitor what their kids are up to online. Between mobile phones that cruise the web, homework assignments that need to be downloaded, Facebook accounts, and Twitter feeds, our kids seem to be plugged in all the time. And to find out how to navigate the safety concerns in this new era of connectivity, we turn now to our tech expert, Omar Gayaga, who covers technology culture for the Austin American-Statesman. Hello, Omar.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Now, as a parent myself, I'm very interested in this topic, and I imagine that lots of other people are concerned about this also. If we want to turn to technology to try to monitor what our kids are up to online, where can we go? What's out there for us?
Well, there's a variety of ways to do it, whether with software or what's already built into the browser and the operating system. But they do require some work and a little bit of research. What you'll want to decide first is how much you want to monitor and what you'd like to filter or have them view. So at the most basic level, you can surf with your kids and set filters in browsers like Internet Explorer, and that lets you block web content specifically by category. If you don't want them to look at violent images or sexual images, there are checkboxes in Internet Explorer that allow you to decide which things are okay and which are not okay. Beyond that, though, there is software that you can install that will alert you, whether through email or text message, when kids try to access blocked Internet content. There's also software that will log every keystroke and give you a very detailed report of every activity your kid engages in online. That's sort of the extreme of monitoring, where you're seeing every single thing your kid does online, every keystroke. And to give you an example, the National Crime Prevention Council, the same folks that brought you McGruff the Crime Dog, they have a piece of software for free called McGruff Safeguard that you can install to monitor and block web content. There's a free version and a pay version. It only works, though, on newer Windows PCs.
Omar, I just want to go back to something you said about the software that monitors every single keystroke. If you were to print out some sort of report, what would you see there? Would you see the name of the website that the child accessed?
Yeah, it actually logs the keystrokes. So everything they type in, everything that they're seeing, you can see that. There's one piece of software I looked at that does PDF files. So you can actually see a visual of everything that they saw on the screen as well.
If you're trying to block content and keep your kids away from dangerous things, from violent images or sexual images or anything like that, how do you use filtering software that blocks certain websites but doesn't put up such a strong firewall that kids can't seem to get to anything?
Well, some web browsers allow you to add specific websites that you're okay with. If there's a website that maybe might be caught in the filter, or you see your kids trying to access something and it's not letting them get to it, you can actually add an exemption, as it's called, that lets them get to it. But there's also web browsers built especially for kids. There's one called Buddy Browser, another called Kid Rocket. They do the filtering for you and only allow access to approved websites. And they can also limit the amount of time that kids spend online.
And so if they hit the time limit, 1 hour, time's up, that's it.
Yeah, and there's actually even more complex methods of doing that. There's actually a card scanner where a kid gets a card and can swipe it, and it starts a countdown, almost like a time card, where you are logging in. You can set a predetermined amount of time they can spend online, and then they log out.
You know, if you allow children to spend any amount of time with technology, you see something that's fairly disconcerting. They seem to take to this very easily. And so no matter what kind of software you get, no matter what kind of filtering devices that you try to install, they're pretty good at working their way around this. So how do you make sure that they can't try to go in the side door or the back door or come in through the cellar if you're trying to use some sort of filter?
You know, it really helps a lot to just communicate with your kids. The best way, experts seem to agree, is just to communicate with your kids about what they're seeing, to educate them on never sharing personal information online, and just to have a dialogue with your kids about what they're seeing, especially in cases like cyberbullying that has become a big problem. You want to make sure that your kids have an open line of communication with you to tell you when they're seeing something that's inappropriate or makes them feel bad.
Omar, it's always good to talk to you. Good information here, and I assume that even more information will live online.
Yeah, we'll be posting links to a lot of these products on the All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech. We've also got a lot of other things we're talking about. The new iPhone launched last week, And we're also going to be talking about the new Ghostbusters video game that comes out tomorrow. A lot of topics we've got coming up on the blog.
Thanks, Omar.
Thanks for having me.
That's Omar Gayaga. He joins us most Mondays, and he covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman.